During this time, my son had woken up and he's wondering what was happening. He'd wandered through and seen Haley with the baby. And Haley's like, "You can't come in, sweetheart," and closed the door. And he kicked off, threw his dummy on the floor and just went absolute spare. And so I had a screaming child in one arm. I was trying to call my mother-in-law or my father-in-law on the other arm. And now my nine on my ear trying to tell me what to do. So the lady on the call was like, "You need to find a shoelace or a string." And obviously at that moment, with your mind sort of everywhere, you're trying to juggle everything. I just couldn't think of where my shoelaces or strings would be kept, if that makes sense. I was like, I'm not in Tesco's, I can't just run down the aisle. But I'd left, I like to sort of chill in the evenings on my phone just before I go to bed, listen to music or watch some Netflix or catch up on some YouTube videos, etc. So I always have a headset at the side of my bed, and I walked past it twice, and we'd obviously done rearranging of the rooms because we'd kept the nursery for my daughter and updated the spare room into my son's room effectively. So all his stuff had moved across and I couldn't find anything, so I was just like, I need to use something. So I grabbed the headset, and the lady was like 6 or 7 inches away from the child's stomach and sort of made an educated guess and tied it tight, and it was, I think, 5-10 seconds the placenta came through, and it was just all done in that sense. But I mean, you're talking absolute controlled chaos, if that makes sense, for about 10-15 minutes from the minute Emily was born to when the ambulance came through.